Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Well, this program is going to be a bit of history. We're going back 30 years ago to 1992. This will be a Shabbos Musaf davening. It's hard to believe how time has passed, and these recordings are really such a pleasure to introduce to you if you haven't heard this before. This hobby of mine has been a delight for me. It started in 1977. Wow, 45 years ago. Over the years, I've done two-hour specials. There have been Pinsky and Shanker and Gessler Rosenblatt and the Malofsky children and Pinsky and Shanker. And others. I'll be playing some of these recordings from 20, 30, almost 40 years ago. It's hard to believe. It really is hard to believe. Okay, let's get right to the show. Okay, we're going to go through a Shabbos Musaf davening from 1992. Let's get on now with our special. We will take you step by step through a typical Shabbos Musaf davening. Following the Torah reading portion of the Shabbos morning service, Yikum Purkan is recited. This consists of three prayers. For those who study and support the study of Torah, for congregations, and those who uphold the needs of synagogues, and for those who support the needs of the community. Our first selection is from the second Yikum Purkan. We'll be hearing David Kusevitsky with Zara Chaya Vikayomar. David Kusevitsky, Zarachaya. From the next paragraph, Misha Be'arach, we will now hear David Reutemann's rendition of V'chol Mi She'oskim. This is a very early recording, and you'll hear the quality, unfortunately, isn't it, of top quality. That was David Reutemann, V'chol Mi She'oskim. Amos Shabbos Imav HaRachamim Shochem Meromim is recited next. This is the memorial prayer for the martyrs who died al Kiddush Hashem, for the sanctification of God's name. Let us next listen to Shmuel Malavsky, accompanied by the Malavsky Family Choir, sing the beginning verses of Av HaRachamim Shochem Meromim.
Av rachamim, shochein meroimim, v'rachamov atzumim, ויבכוית ברחמים החסידים וישורים יובות מימי כאילויס הקוידש שמוסרו נפשם כאילויס הקוידש שמוסרו נפשם שמוסרו נפשם ויובל הול קדושו ובסשי קהילה בחייהם ובמויסום לנפרדו בחייהם ובמויסום לנפרדו בחייהם ובמויסום ומויסום אלוי לוי לוי Calume a ruies guveiro La seis reitze in coinam vechei fece zurom Mine shurime calume a ruies guveiro La seis reitze in coinam La seis reitze in coinam Oh,
And family choir with Av Harachamim. We will now hear Sholem Katz chant the concluding verses of Av Harachamim, starting with Va'al Yedei Avodecha Hanvi'im.
Va'al Yedei Avodecha Hanvi'im Kosu
Oh!
With Sholem Katz with Val Yedei Avodechor. Following the recitation of Ashrei, the Chazan returns the Sefer Torah to the Ark. The last prayer recited prior to closing the Ark is Uvnucho Yomor, which will now be sung by Yesua Rosenblatt.
Oh,
Yosla Rosenblatt with Uvnucho Yomar.
I'm pleased to have with me once again Rabbi Sholem Gordon of Congregation Avos Tzion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey, for his weekly commentary. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie. The Parshas Torah, the chapter about the red heifer, which we read in the second Torah, which we took out yesterday, starts off with the words Zeis Chukas HaTorah. This is the statute of the Torah. The Torah contains various types of laws, which the invoking the statutes of those that have apparently no explanation. Our sages have said that our submission to the reign of heaven and our acceptance of the mitzvahs must be in the manner similar to a yoke, that the first prerequisite of observing the precepts and practicing a religion is the acceptance of God's sovereignty with absolute resignation and submission. Our faith is based upon the divine revelation and presentation of the Torah at Mount Sinai. We have accepted the Torah in the spirit of Maaseh V'Nishma. We will do first, and then we will understand. The word Nishma is also, as in the case of Shema, does not mean only hear or obey, but also understand. In other words, we have accepted the practice of our precepts as decrees from the Supreme Master of the Universe in the full realization that our human intellect is limited and cannot grasp the infinite wisdom of God. We do not know, nor can we know, the full effect of performing the mitzvahs, what they do to us and to the world around us. Any explanation or significance that may be advanced or attributed to any mitzvah must be considered as incidental and incomplete. The scientific method is first to establish the facts and then to seek to explain them. If a satisfactory explanation is found, well and good. If not, the facts still remain valid, even if the secret of their origin has not been discovered. It is an established fact in Jewish life and experience that where the Jewish precepts, customs, and traditions have been observed with real submission to God's wisdom and will in a spirit of humility and simple faith, these mitzvahs, customs, and traditions have been preserved and perpetuated. But where they were not accepted in this spirit and became subject to intellectual scrutiny in a reckless search for explanation, and accepted because they appeal to reason or fancy, there, the very foundations of Judaism were undermined. In other words, during the religious persecution at the time of the Crusades, the Jews of Germany could not be forcibly converted. They died al Kiddush Hashem. In Spain, however, where the Inquisition brought to an end a golden era of philosophy and theological research, the religious persecution led to comparatively numerous conversions. Moreover, our sages say, he who says, this tradition is a fine one, and that one is not so good, discredits the Torah, and will eventually become forgotten. We must regard all laws with equal sanctity, for they were all given by the same lawgiver, and they all come from the same source.
That was Rabbi Sholem Gordon, Congregation of Avassion, 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. We're continuing now. We're taking you step by step through a typical Shabbos Musaf davening, this special for March 29th, 1992. At this point in the service, the Chazan recites the Chetzi Kaddish, which is followed by the congregation's quiet recitation of the Shabbos Musaf Shmona Esrei. The Chazan is now ready to recite his repetition of the Shmona Esrei. Let us listen to Zaval Korten begin the repetition with his rendition of Ovos.
Yeah.
That was Zavol Korten with Ovos. The Chazan concludes the bracha of Morgain Avraham and continues on, completing the next bracha, Mechaye HaMesim. This brings us to the Musaf Kedusha recited by both the congregation and the Chazan. Shmuel Taube begins the Nusach Ashkenaz Kedusha with Na'aritzachar. That was Na'aritzachar, chanted by Shmuel Taube. Moshe Korogotsky continues with Kadosh.
Come on.
Moshe Korokotsky with Kodosh. Let us next listen to Moshe Stern and choir sing Mim Komo.
Thank you.
Moshe Stern and Choir, Mimkomo. Leib Glantz continues with Shema Yisrael. Leib Glantz with Shema Yisrael. Moshe Kusevitzky will conclude the Kedusha with his rendition of Uvedivrei Kod Shachar.
Oh,
That was Moshe Koussevitzky with Uwe Divrei Kod Shachor. Well, we've just completed our first hour of a typical Shabbos Musav davening. A couple of brief announcements. First of all, Nick.
Well, okay, we're going back 30 years ago. No announcements right now. Hope you enjoyed this so far. Join me for the second hour. From 30 years ago, a little bit of Chazonis history. where'd the time go? Okay, if you have any comments or requests, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. I always appreciate hearing from you and knowing what your desires are. I have a few other historical recordings that I'll be playing over the next few months, and I'm sure you will enjoy them. Okay, go on to the second hour of this really wonderful, wonderful davening.